Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Ia Cultur is a short film by our next guest, Oisín Fleming. Good afternoon, Oisín.
Good afternoon to you.
You're sort of you're from a filmmaking dynasty.
So they say. Yeah, I couldn't get out of it if I tried.
Yeah. So third generation.
That's right.
Which is amazing because, like, you know, TV and film hasn't been around that long, really.
Yeah, pretty much three generations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So we'll start with the short. So this is your first movie. You've worked in the industry since you were 16 or maybe before that.
Yeah, 5 months old. But
5 months old. Right, but Ia Cultur is your debut short film. And shorts are important, aren't they? They're like a calling card.
Yeah, absolutely.
For directors. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone seems to start with a short. I applied to Screen Ireland for a short, got the funding and had to make it then. Couldn't back out, you know.
Yeah. So give us it's about 9 minutes long.
Yeah, eight and a half. Yeah.
Eight and a half. What happens in the 8 and a half minutes?
So I play the lead role. I wrote, directed and produced it. And I rob a shop that my sister works in. She rings the local Garda, who's my mother.
Right.
And I'm paying off my drug dealer. So 3-person car chase, stunt driving sequence and a fatal car crash in 8.5 minutes.
And your character is acting out because his dad has just died.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's set in small town Ireland, I'm assuming.
Yeah, kind of a dream escape.
Yes.
Nowhere in particular.
Yes, yeah.
Bit of Connemara Irish, but that's just for the script, you know.
Yeah. And the big car park and the guys doing donuts.
Yeah, we had 28 cars from a local car meet crew, fair play to them.
Right.
Yeah, it looks good.
Brilliant. Yeah. That's Culture Night, is it?
That's right.
Go on, explain that, the name.
I just thought it sounded cool, to be honest. You know, it's kind of one night of madness. And I just...
And you were inspired to make... Well, you were always heading in one direction, but you were in Australia and there were a lot of Australian people talking about...
Colin Kuhn. Yeah, I mean, we were championing it here, but not as much as they were. Like, they were like, have you seen this little film? And I thought, why aren't we making Irish language films, you know? So that was really what inspired it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you like the rhythm of the language?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's got something to offer that English doesn't. In a lot of ways, it's very musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of kicks along nicely.
There's a rhythm to it.
Yeah.
Now, The Dynasty... So I was watching The Late Late Show from 1968.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it a few times.
Isn't a great crack? Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's gas.
Yeah, so to put people in the frame, so to speak, pun intended, a book was published by 3 ex-producers of RTE in 1968, and the book was called Sit Down and Be Counted. And the 3 former RTE producers were Lelia Doolan, who we spoke to last year because she jumped out of a plane at
the age of
90, I think.
Yeah.
Jack Dowling and your grandfather, Bob Quinn.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a sort of, RTE was in its infancy. Well, the TV side of it was, I think it was 6 or 8 years old. And the Lelia, Jack and Bob didn't like the direction in which it was going.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't like the way RTE was advertising to children, I believe.
Yeah.
And they wrote a book, fair play to them, and Bob exiled himself to the west of Ireland and helped start Radio na Gaeltachta and TG Cathair.
Did he make the first feature-length Irish language movie?
So they say, and I had a car chase in it as well.
Did it?
Yeah.
Pushing.
Yeah, 1978, I think. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How is Bob?
He's great, yeah. He's still out there in Connemara.
What age, man, is he now?
He's 89, believe it or not.
Right.
Yeah, still as sharp as anything, and they're slagging us all.
Isn't that brilliant to think that, you know, that The Late Late Show 1968 had the confidence to bring on 3 very bright people to criticise what it was doing?
Amazing, really, considering it was in opposition, you know.
It was
a debate.
Yeah.
And how cheeky Bob was. I never get sick of the video anyway.
Yeah.
It's gas.
Why are you here? He was asked by Gayburn.
Yeah.
Well, you gave me £25,
yeah.
He said. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're up against the controller of programmes and Michael Garvey, and then another man who was the deputy controller of programmes. Both of them were smoking. I don't know if you noticed that. One was smoking a pipe, one of them was smoking a cigarette.
And he has the little thing for the cigarette.
Yes, the filter.
The filter. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. Black and White. It's up there in RTE archives, 1968. If you put in Bob Quinn, RTE, you'll see it. So that's that generation. So in the middle, it's your parents.
That's right.
So what did they do?
So my mum's a director. My dad's a director of photography. My dad did once.
I only watched it last week.
Really?
Yeah.
I come back to it every now and again. It's great.
It's so good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And Hannah directs TV right now. She did Vikings Valhalla and she just wrapped on Sanctuary, AMC show. Yeah.
So they worked with the great Ridley Scott.
That's right.
On the first Gladiator.
When I was 5 months old.
Right.
Yeah.
You were on set, were you?
I was, yeah. Hannah was marching those fellas up and down Curraghclough Beach for Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
And as a result of that, I got a call to go over to Gladiator. But she was pregnant with me. But thankfully, the job wasn't starting for another while, so right. She got to go.
So yeah, it's in your DNA. You've been, you couldn't avoid it.
I really can't. I've tried.
Have you? Yeah. So then your parents worked with Ridley Scott again. Was your dad a DOP on some Ridley Scott movie or?
He was a camera assistant. So right. They were a camera assistant and assistant director on Gladiator and Black Hawk Down.
Uh-huh.
And then I was a trainee assistant director 20 years later on The Last Duel with Ridley.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I was talking to a friend of mine who works in the industry recently. He was telling me about this thing called pre-viz. Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah, you can put in what you want from a scene.
Oh, I have heard this.
Into AI.
I've seen it, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary.
Isn't it?
There's a big conversation going on.
So it tells you how to light it, where to position everybody, where to position the cameras.
Yeah, some people I think were looking at that going, all right, we're doomed.
Yeah.
Because it's getting pretty scary now.
So, what do you think about it?
Well, like Darren Aronofsky's making a full film in AI, like unapologetically. So if that goes well, it could be a bit of a change in the industry, you know.
So they won't have to pay the big stars $20 million.
They won't have to deal with their egos.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to happen, but it's definitely a conversation.
But you see, I think that the only barrier then is the human imagination, of which you're blessed with a good imagination. So it'll be different, but there'll still be an industry.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you, but try not to get too scared about it.
Yeah. So EA Culture is the short. What's the plan now?
Try and get more funding. Apply to Screen Ireland, get more funding, make my second short.
Yeah.
See if I can eventually make a film.
Yeah, but the thing about writing, directing, producing and starring in, that's probably a bit too much, is it?
Yeah, a lot of people are telling me to pick a lane.
Yeah, so what lane are you going to pick?
Well, I'm liking having the control to kind of just do it all and follow through. So I might try and do that again. I don't know why, but some part of me enjoyed it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then with a little help from AI, sure, yeah.
You can do whatever.
You can do whatever you like, yeah, yeah. And it features music by Kneecap and Suluan.
That's right.
Yeah. EA Culture. When would people see it?
Whenever it gets into a film festival next. Hopefully get it onto a few. Maybe RTE will take it, who knows.
Right. Oisín Fleming, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.